The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
This is Earth calling cat fans, the Cat Attack Podcast, the 5 and 4 podcast. Kingy! Did the levels just go off your dials then? Yeah, have they come back?
Yes,
the cats are. I'm announcing, Kingy. I'm announcing it. 9 rounds in. Do you know where the cats are?
No man's land.
Yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
Absolutely.
They're in no man's land.
They're in no man's land.
Right.
They are getting beaten with an old team. They're not winning the premiership. They don't have many kids coming through. DeConning is a shining light. Holmes, obviously, injured. People are suggesting after one game they need to play him every week, and they had to rewind the tape from last week to know why he doesn't play every week. He shouldn't play again this year. He's just not equipped.
He's been on the list for 6 months.
I know, but people were saying after one game, when Geelong won by, 1,000 points, and that he should be getting a game every week.
Mm-hmm.
No. He's not ready. The kid ain't ready. He's had a taste of it. Fantastic.
Yep.
See you, son. Get in the twos. He needs to get in the gym. He's 3 years away. Didn't you say they got him as an inside midfielder?
Yeah, that's what he was playing.
Well, goodness me, he's 3 to 4 years away from being able to play that role, Dave Felder.
Not that far.
3 years at least.
No, I would suspect by the back end of next year he'll be right.
He's not going to put on enough weight to play inside mid in 12 months.
Wait, see, well, obviously they don't think he is right now an inside mid because...
They're trying to play...
Because if they were playing him as an inside mid... They should have played Cooper Stevens.
Well, 100%. But he's not big enough, and he's not. If he's, what did he play as a kid?
He was inside mid at the Falcons.
So they're trying to then play him on the wing. Oh, wow, do you reckon that makes sense?
Not a lot of things make sense in life.
No, you know? I wouldn't have thought so. So, look, you know, it was great that he got a taste, but no more. See you later.
Okay. The 15 minutes of madness exposed the Cats for probably where... I think we learnt more about the Cats from that 15 minutes than we did from the other 2.5 hours of the day.
They're a mediocre team.
Well, they're not mediocre. Mediocre's harsh.
Well, they're average. They're an average side.
They've got
enough talent to play finals.
Yeah, they're a better than average team, but they're not an elite.
I don't know. They're not an elite.
They're better than average. They're not.
Do you think St Kilda are a better than average team?
Yeah.
Do you think St Kilda are getting anywhere near the likes of Melbourne, Brisbane?
No.
I think
Brisbane are the only team getting near Melbourne.
I'd say they were slightly above average St Kilda at the minute, but they're building. They're getting better.
Yeah. They're two clubs. You can't really compare them. The clubs at different points in their...
Yeah. It's just interesting that, I mean, people are going to say, Geelong have got to play the kid. What kids are they going to play? They don't have any.
Well, they do.
Who?
Well, the ones... Well, it depends on what do you determine to be a kid?
Well,
what age?
Somebody hasn't played.
Right. They do have them. You've just drafted...
Those kids are not going
to
be ready to play.
No, they're not. Because they're not drafted top 10 to be ready to go. Kids that are drafted top 10
exactly.
are usually ready to go. Cats haven't had the picks there, Benny.
Exactly. But they've...
But that's by being by design.
They've created their own nest.
That's been by design.
Correct. So, where do you go from here?
I don't know.
Either do I.
Well, that's what the Cats have got to decide. They've got to make a commitment to what it looks like going forward. And is it, do we have to rebuild?
They won't say that.
But they're not going to say that. And they're not going to rebuild. That's not going to happen. That's not what Geelong's done. And I don't think it's their MO going forward.
Yeah,
they will try and do what they've done over the last 11 years.
Do you think they're just going to keep doing that?
Introduce youngsters through, get them into the lineup,
but then lose. They're a microcosm of GWS a little bit. Is that they keep doing that? They keep losing players because they don't get an opportunity.
But who have they lost that's hurt them?
Clark.
Will no, it? Sorry, who's hurt them?
Oh, he will.
I don't think he will.
I think he will.
I don't think you'll look back and go, "Gee, that was one that."
I think he'll be a very good player for Fremantle for a long period of time.
I wish Tim Kelly was still here. Not Tim
well,
Kelly.
Well, that was different.
Not Tim Kelly based on how Tim Kelly's played
He's
at West
going
Coast.
Like the old proverbial busted.
Busted, yeah.
No, Tim Kelly was different because he left the club.
Nobody else has left Geelong.
I think Kruger potentially might hurt them.
But he's injured.
Yeah, he's injured at the minute.
McCarthy had to go. Geelong had persisted long enough.
Yeah.
Cockatoo played some games, but I think Nekiah, unfortunately, his career is just going to never live up to what we hoped it would be. Josh Caddy's probably one.
Well, he's retired.
But he's retired, but he's a two-time premiership player. So.
Yeah, that's going back a bit. I'm just
Back a bit. Well, he went at the end of 2016.
It's 2022.
Yeah, but how far back do you want to go about people who are going to? So you need
didn't
a body
have anywhere near as much air here. Yeah, in 2016 as I do in 2022. So a lot changes. Or nostril hair.
The late...
Just, sort of dark cavity hair.
The late 40s.
Have you got a bit of that, King?
The late 40s. It haven't been kind to you, have they, Benny? The late 40s.
Well, what do you mean the late 40s?
Well, you're late 40s because you're 50 now.
Oh, right. I thought you had something else there. No, but do you get dark cavity hair? Do you know that there's... If you were smart, right? If you had been smart.
Right. If.
Yeah, if. It's clearly I'm not, right?
But we know.
If you had a bit of sort of foresight and forethought and, if you had all that, Kingy, you would have decided years ago, like in the 80s, I reckon, 80s or 90s, that there is going to be an enormous market for hair removal.
It got involved.
Men and women, and you could have made an absolute flame and fortune. Devices to get it out of your hair, from your nose, and the girls, goodness me, they're getting...
Right.
They're getting
No, Benny, we know.
It's a part of life.
Benny, but
the gift vouchers are unbelievable. they can whiz anything off.
Can we move on?
No, I've said there that's going to offend anyone.
No, but we have to move on. Can we just move on and talk?
But do you know what? Do you know why... Why God devised the gift voucher? It was for that awkward conversation. It saves the male having to have that awkward conversation because he can go into one of those shops that does the sort of removal and just say, can I have a gift voucher? He doesn't have to sort of specify anything that's on the menu. Do you know that is exactly why? Gift vouchers were designed for men.
Yes, I know.
100% they were.
Yes, I know. You're an idiot. Yeah. All right. So what didn't we like about the Cats?
Well, they had a crack. They had a crack and they lost. They had a crack and they lost against Fremantle. And they had a crack and they lost against Hawthorn. What didn't we like? The midfield is a monstrous problem. Not only does it look on the slow side, it is dysfunctional. I think it has been at times over the years. But to kick nine of your 13 goals from stoppages, and two of them that stick in mind, there's probably other ones, two of them in the forward 50,
the
20 metres out from St Kilda's goal.
The rider tapped to Billings.
That was embarrassing.
Yep.
So who's coaching the midfield? I'm going to ask, who we got on Saturday?
I don't know yet.
Right, so I'm going to ask them, who is directly responsible for stoppages?
Yeah, who's the... Yep.
Because if you've got a team that kick... I mean, so that's suggesting to me that in general play, Geelong are reasonably well set up. Although the stoppage, I don't know, when Champion Data are doing that stat, does that mean if the stoppage is in the back half and they go forward and kick a goal, does that count as from stoppage? Or does it have to be directly from the stoppage and they kick a goal?
No, it has to be directly from the stoppage. Your goals from a stoppage would have to be directly from...
So it's not a stoppage on the wing and it's seven handballs and then a goal?
No, that I can't answer. I would have thought would have to. There'd be a certain, be a bit like the basketball statistic with an assist, that it has to, there has to be a direct correlation with the start of the play that finishes in the score at the end. So if it pauses at any point, I think it would have to be continuous football.
We don't know that though, do we?
No,
100%. So anyway, North Melbourne. I don't know why I said North Melbourne. St Kilda kicked 9 of their 13 goals from stoppages. That's just unacceptable. And we heard even Mark Neal, who doesn't like to criticise the Cats too often, was suggesting that you just can't have that.
Yep.
So that suggests to me that there's no accountability, there's no structure, or people are going outside the structure. They get in Dangerfield and Selwood together, and then they drop out Cooper Stevens.
Mm.
You know,
they would have been better to play Stevens and have Dangerfield spending a bit more time forward.
Yes. Does he fit into the structure up forward, though?
Well, no.
Could you play him on the wing?
Could.
Would you have rather played him on the wing and played Cooper Stevens in the midfield?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think they should have done that?
Yes.
Yes.
But hindsight's a wonderful thing, Ben.
It is. But...
The thing that interested me was that Reece Stanley got hurt early in the game.
Yeah, but...
And they ran with blitz halves a week before... Now, maybe they had to go with Stanley because of the Marshall and Ryder combination, as opposed to the week before it was Pruce and Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they thought that they couldn't just go with Blitzarves against two pretty good ruckmen, as opposed to, you know, Pruce goes okay, Flynn's a developing player, as opposed to...
The English Tavern, they're known as. I'm going down to the Pruce and Flynn.
The Pruce and Flynn. Yeah. And because he was hurt early, Stanley.
How badly?
Well, it impacted him.
He was bad.
It was impacted him. He did play poorly. Yeah, but he was impacted by it. It was the same ankle that kept him out of the GWS game.
Is he fragile? He seems to limp off a lot early. He does. I'm just saying a fact.
No. That's a generalisation. Have you got the facts to back it up?
He seems to limp off.
Yeah, no, that's a generalisation.
Well, I'm allowed to generalise. We're on a podcast. We're on the an old Jared Kerr. He loves it.
Yeah, he does. Kerr's higher.
He absolutely loves
100%
it when we generalise. clearly has no ability to play with an injury. So if he's not 137% right for this weekend, don't play him.
Mm.
Put Blitzarves back in the ruck.
Yep.
So... I mean, the ruck is just, we talk, it's like listening to sort of the Wiggles, isn't it?
It is.
It just gets in your head, talking about the ruck. Geelong just don't have
or
any.
Or that certain political party ad that was doing the rounds, and it's now blacked out on broadcast, the one about the bucket.
I didn't hear that one.
That became a little bit annoying over the...
There's plenty of stuff that's become annoying.
Oh, wow. Have you voted yet?
Have I voted?
Yeah.
No,
not yet. Are you an on the day man?
No, I don't. Well, no, I might. I don't do queues.
Hmm.
So I went. I went down there and there was a really long queue.
Hmm.
And I thought, goodness, I'm not doing that. Yeah. So I might trundle down at 6:03. You got to 6, haven't you?
You do.
Yeah. Because I don't reckon there'd be anyone there then.
Barbie's closed.
And I could be, I reckon when I come out.
So do you know what I'm going to do?
I could be the decisive voter in the entire election. And the current affair will be there. Tracy Glumshaw will be there. And they'll talk to me.
I'm going to keep us on air until 6 o'clock so you can get fired.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We won't be there, will we? No, we'll be off by then.
Yeah, we're off.
I can do it on the way home.
Yep,
that's when I'm doing it, Tom.
Right.
Because I don't do queues. And anyone who stands in queues... To be seen at like, there's this cafe, right? I won't say where it is, but there's this cafe there in Geelong.
Mm.
Fair dinkum. Some of the wankers out the front who just, I reckon it's so they can say, I got a coffee at, you know, such and such. And their friends go, oh, God, you must be good. I'm thinking, why queue up? Well, there's a perfectly, like, unless you like your Kenyan, your beans floated in from Kenya and you have to have it sort of pan roasted. Don't queue up at some poxy cafe when there's another one directly across the road where you can just walk in, say, I'd like to have some warm water with some other crap in it, and I'll give you $5 and get absolutely rogered when I could have gone home and just had a bogan dust for nothing.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't get it.
Oh, it's crap. But people love to queue up.
Yeah.
There's a whole fascination with queuing up, isn't there? Because it's to be seen, so they can say... Even I went shopping in Melbourne, right?
Right.
Not often. This doesn't happen very often. It was just, I was like right out of my comfort zone.
Mm.
And I was staggered that you walk past some of these high-end shops and you actually have to queue up to get in. You can't just walk in.
Is that to do with social distancing?
No, it was nothing to do with social distancing. It was to do with the fact that they only limit how many people can be in the store, and then people like to queue up out the front, but I think they like to be seen queuing up out the front of these stores. Doesn't happen at the reject shop. Mm.
So how do the Cats bounce back? Because they have every chance. So Charlie,
do they need? Do they need? I don't know that they can bounce back. They can win, but they played quite well on the weekend. They got beaten.
Mm.
They played quite well against Fremantle. They got beaten. Mm. So I don't think that they've had a poor day. So I don't know that they're suddenly going to be elevate their game and bounce back. They probably beat Port Adelaide because it's here. If it was in Adelaide, I don't think that they would.
Mm.
Here, they probably will. They win the following week against Adelaide. They come back into the equation.
And
they play
the Dogs.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game.
Friday night back at Marvel where the Cats.
Yep, that would be a really big game because I expect them to probably win their next two. But traditionally, we think, oh, Geelong have lost. They'll bounce back. They're suddenly going to play infinitely better than they did the week before. That ain't happening.
Okay.
That's not happening. They'll play well again, and I reckon well at home will be good enough to beat Port.
Gary Rowan will play his first AFL game of the season.
Be really interesting. It'd be a real good test case for Gary Rowan this year because he's had a, you know, a horror preseason. They've obviously given him some time to find his feet. How many games would he have played in the two? Only two. So they haven't given him time to find his feet.
No, two, but they gave him a massive training load last week, on which was equivalent to or more than a game.
Yeah, but that, I get that, and that will help, hopefully, his fitness. But there's nothing like game day, so I probably would have liked to see him play another game or two, but how he goes for the...
What's the point of going to Preston to play the Northern Bull Ants on Sunday when he could play AFL?
We don't have to queue up for the coffee in Preston.
But maybe in Northcote you do.
Oh, I would have thought Northcote definitely, and Brunswick you would too. But, well, okay, get him in, but I'll be really interested to see how his season unfolds, because I think he's one that will be rusty, and that's fair enough. He's going to be rusty for a week or two, but whether he can find his feet to have an impact in the back end of the year, it'll be interesting.
He's going to do something that nobody else does in the Geelong forward line.
He's a good kick for goal.
He'll launch at the footy too.
Yeah, he will, yep.
Because you don't, Cameron and Hawkins aren't launches at the footy.
No, they're not. You mean sort of counting down 10 to 9 sort of style? Be ready for lift up. you're right. That's right. And he's got to do more than that though, because he's got to provide the pressure and there's a few other bits and pieces in terms of what he needs to do. But I reckon it'll be really interesting to see what happens to him now.
Bew's back.
Yeah, that's handy. Yeah. He's not a star, but he's very handy.
Go to Fantasia.
Fantasia hasn't played much either.
No, second
he's
game.
He's been way out of form. Well, Motlop, jeez, he's just going, isn't he?
He's going okay. He's averaging a goal a game.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Busey will probably rotate on two of those, I think. Actions. Fantasia's probably a bit like Rowan.
Yep.
I mean, look, I suppose he could bob up.
He could hurt you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, he could, but I reckon he's going to be rusty. He's going to take some time to find his feet too. So Busey on a couple of those. Dixon playing?
No.
Out.
He's going to play. He's going to play. He's playing in the sand.
So Marshall?
Todd Marshall.
And Georgiadis?
Yep.
Yeah, well, Georgiadis is an interesting one. Henry back?
Jack?
Yeah.
No, not until either side.
I saw that, round 13.
Either side of the bye.
So he's still got another 3 weeks out.
Well, he could either play against the Dogs or he'll play against the Eagles in Perth.
So it's a pretty significant injury he's had, whatever it is. Marshall, I'd say you send De Conning to Marshall or Colajasny. It's probably a good match for Marshall.
Colajasny.
Yeah. And then they don't really have anybody else that's tall.
No.
So Georgiadis, or maybe Colajasny to Georgiadis, and then you put De Conning to Marshall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and then up the other end, Geelong hopefully will have a few mismatches. Hawkins provides with a mismatch. They don't. Jonas is a...
Jonas didn't play last week.
No, and he's a bull, but he's only about 188. Mm. Hawkins would have 10 centimetres on him. Cleary's not really equipped. If Geelong can get it in, give him a chance one-on-one, and Cameron's an interesting player. They're probably better equipped to handle Cameron than they are Hawkins. But if you can get it in quickly, I'd be backing the Cats in. And their midfield is probably a bit like Geelong's, bit one-paced.
Yep.
I mean, they've got Butters.
Yeah, but they got Boke, Wines.
Who plod a bit.
Yep.
Are good players, but they're not going to break it. We're not going to run away from you.
No.
They've also got old Wee Willem Drew.
He could play a Wee Willem.
Yeah, but he's not explosive either. Right. He's more of your sort of bulldog-type player.
You're from Koroit.
So he played in premiership when he was about 15. Mm. Senior premiership. So, the matchup for the midfield on paper for Geelong doesn't look as alarming as it does against some of the better teams. And Geelong will play well. I reckon that they'll win reasonably comfortably at home. If they don't and go 5-5, then I think that they need to make some start to make plans for how the next 2 years looks in terms of the team and who's coming into the team and who's coming out, who's going out of the team.
Yep. Some good news. Toby Conway and Flynn Kroger, a couple of draftees, are going to play Sunday.
When was Flynn Kroger taken?
He was pick 48, I think.
From?
Eastern Rangers, from Wandon.
Oh, Wandon.
Wandon.
Wasn't that on a country practice?
that was in Valley.
That was Wandon Valley, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
When old Esme and Cookie.
Yes.
Cookie used to...
yes. Anyway, move on. Toby Conway's one we're excited about. And the door's open for him to play AFL footy this
year.
Why
are we excited?
Because he's a 205-centimetre ruckman.
Surely they're not playing a singlet with arms.
He's not a singlet
with arms. He's got linguine arms.
No, he does not have linguine arms. He's a good size.
Is he ready to go as an 18-year-old kid?
He's not
or
ready
19?
To go. He's not ready to go.
Well, but, don't just chuck him in for the sake
but,
of it.
But if there's an opportunity to play him, why wouldn't you?
Well, if there's an opportunity, great. But I don't know. He'd want to be he'd want to be smashing them in the VFL. Mm.
So he gets his opportunity. Hopefully, he strings together half a dozen games there, and we'll have a look where he is at the end of July.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And if he's not ready, or you're not a bit concerned, then just. Don't let's not because Geelong, unfortunately, because their ruck situation has been dire since
2011.
Since Jesus snapped that miracle goal that knocked Mount Sinai out of the finals, that we are going to hang on every Isaac Conway takes what chess mark. We're going to say he's the next Gary Dempsey.
Did you say Isaac Conway?
What's his name?
Toby.
Isaac Conway. Who's Isaac Conway?
He's on Werribee's list.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he might have been the Giants or somewhere.
Is he in relation to Deborah?
No.
From Do-Re-Mi?
Yes.
Is she from Do-Re-Mi?
Yeah.
So I just fear for the kid because there's going to be so much hype about him that he is our next Brad Ottens. And because we've been really devoid of a ruckman for so long. So I just hope Cat fans just allow him to find his feet, do his thing. Ruckman, as we know, I mean, look at Max Gawn. He was about 40 before he matured. And we just, the kids are going to take some time. So just don't put any pressure on him. Let him do his thing.
Yep. KFC Twitter.
Who?
Yeah. We've just asked people for some questions. Leroy Latham, how can this team stop the mental lapses it has continued to show over the last few years? It has cost us massively in finals and happened over and over in the home and away season against lower clubs.
Oh, well, it's impossible. Momentum in footy, it's hard to stop, and Geelong aren't they're not a top four team, so they find it even harder to stop now. When you're a shit team, you find momentum hard to stop, and that's what separates the good teams. When the momentum is against them, they actually have an ability to stop, limit the opposition scoring, which is what Geelong used to do. Geelong are at the stage now where they can't do that.
Yeah. Mick Howley, not a question, but more Gary Ablett Senior anecdotes, please.
Oh, Gary,
I did see some footage rolling around during the week.
Did you get excited?
The left foot
from about 94 metres out.
He's taken the handball. So he's just said to somebody, give it to me. Oh. And post height, left foot, 55 to 60 out.
The
I think it was against the Dogs.
Yeah. I used to love footy in those days. He was amazing, that man, to watch. And we used to laugh. Sometimes I go to the footy and just laugh at some of the stuff he'd do. You go, that just happened.
Yep.
And do you know what? I ran into, well, I've had some dealings with through work with a man. And I haven't been a game to ask him about Gary Ablett because I don't sort of know. He's quite a jovial bloke, this guy. He's involved in a few horses, including Cerulio Miss, which is a group winner. But he used to wear number 41 for Richmond.
Scott Turner?
Yes.
He's his last opponent.
Yeah, and I've got him on the phone there as a texter. So, but I've seen him a few times at the races, and I've just wanted to say, can you tell us a little bit about Gary Senior playing on him? And I'm going to do it at some point. But I can't wait for the response because he might have some absolute gold that Gary said to him one day as he was kicking his 14th on him. Because Geelong used to absolutely maul Richmond back in those days. But look, they don't make him like him anymore. You'll never have a player like Gary Ablett. The game's way too structured. Personalities get punched out of players on and off the field. And you can't possibly play like that. And you couldn't play like he does now. No. The coach should be tearing his hair out.
The Hoop Show. Can Geelong make a run at the premiership if they finish 5th to 8th? The new attacking game style is designed to hold up in September under intense pressure.
No is the answer to that.
Dingo, a couple of shows back you made references to parts of the ground club not really liking Jordan Clark. Spill the beans, legends. What do you know? Well, we understand that one assistant coach didn't want him playing in the back line.
Yeah. And then I don't think he helped himself by perhaps not working as hard as he should have after his first year. And then he got out of the side, and then when they did try to play him, they were playing him in a position that I don't think suited him. They're trying to make him more of a wingman, even half forward, when he'd come in his first year and played really consistently and you know, quite efficiently as a half back. And what irks me a little bit is that Geelong's biggest problem, or one of their biggest problems, is they lack leg speed. He's got leg speed. So that's why I think it's, you know, and you've got Zach Guthrie playing. I don't understand how that can happen. But, yeah, that is the understanding. There was an assistant coach who wasn't a huge rap, and that's probably because he wasn't working hard enough. And he was only a kid. He's still only a kid. Was he 23, maybe?
No, he's in his fourth year.
Yeah. I just think that that is really going to bite the Cats on the arse, that one. He's going to be a very good player for Freo, and I reckon, you know, be a premiership player for Freo.
When are we getting a win versus a top side? This is from Robert Ingram. So the Cats run, as I can see it, is Port Adelaide, Adelaide, the Bulldogs, and then it's the Eagles, the Tigers, North Melbourne, Carlton. That takes you through about the middle of July.
They've got a pretty good run there.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll come back into contention, or sort of seemingly back into contention, by winning quite a few of those games. So I can't wait till they play Melbourne. When's that?
Melbourne. They don't play Melbourne until...
They only play them once, don't
yeah,
they?
They only play them once, and it's not...
So we've got North twice, the West Coast twice?
Around 18. North twice, West Coast twice, and Kilda twice.
Yeah, well, that's not easy. St Kilda, the other two are.
Yeah, who else they got twice? Pushing me now. Don't have it in front of me.
Well, anyway, they've got a reason.
We never come prepared.
Their draw's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's a very generous draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very generous
draw. Generous draw, and they're 5-4 at the minute.
Simon Quinn, I've loved seeing young players run around more than the wins. Is there validity in changing thinking, selecting kids first than older players who might be there for the next tilt rather than old heads and a few kids, as has been the norm? By the way, Cats to finish 9th this year. They're not going to be tipping, they're not going to that route until...
Well, they don't have anything to, they don't have anything to go to that route with. What are they going to bring
well,
in?
Well, yeah, because they played Dempsey and... Yeah. We had to look at him for a couple of games. Yeah. The issue is Geelong's got so many injuries. So the Cats rolled out with 3 AFL-listed players in the VFL a fortnight ago.
Yeah.
That number will increase, but it's still there's still a lot of players.
But they also don't have any kids that are really ready to play. You'd be playing just for the sake of it. Yeah. And Geelong aren't going to do that now. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think Dalhouse and Higgins will get a go?
Not this weekend.
Well, at all?
The Higgins is still in their plans. I don't know. The club's not going to come out and say Luke Dalhouse is no longer in our plans.
No, correct. But you think they'll bring him back?
Dalhouse. I don't think Luke Dalhouse... The over-under for me on games that Luke Dalhouse plays for Geelong again is 3.
Do you think that Geelong should play Higgins or Dalhouse again?
Higgins, yes. Dalhouse, no.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
You?
I
think Higgins can provide you with something still.
He can get a bit of the ball. Oh, I don't know. I think it would depend on their record at the time. I think we've said this 1,000 times. I'd say no. I'd say, look, you need to start finding a role for Cooper Stevens, even if it's not maybe the role he's going to play down the track, but get him in, get him experience, get 12 to 14 games under his belt. Don't have some of these guys running around and, you know, I mean, let's be honest. This is what sort of I thought was weird about the weekend. Mm. Okay, so they bring in, Selwood comes back, so that means Cooper Stevens suddenly can't play.
Yep.
But they keep Nevitt in, right? Nevitt going to see you again. So he's clearly...
Have you told the Cats?
No, this was the name of my first dog.
Yep.
Nevitt. Nevitt. It was Nevitt.
So it was spelt with a K as well.
I don't know how they spelt it, but we used to call him Nevitt. So he plays... but the guy that is more likely to, the guy who's far more seasoned, far more physically mature, and the guy that is likely to play some reasonable footy and then get some, and then really make a big leap the following year.
Is Stevens.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're playing Nevitt, who needs 3, I'm telling you, King, if you think he's ready to play regular season in 12 months' time with the size of his frame right now, and you want him to play inside midfielder, they would need to send...
Well, maybe they're looking at...
They would need to send him to an Eastern Bloc country and get him back and then maybe not have him tested for a while because he ain't playing inside mid in the next 2 years. He needs to get in the gym.
Fabian Morgan, when is Jack Henry back? We miss him greatly in our setup. I'll agree with that. It will be before or after the bye, by the game. So either the Dogs, Jack Henry.
What did you call him?
No, Fabian Morgan was who asked the question.
I'm thinking, have we got a Fabian Morgan on the list? yeah, well, they need him back, but he's had an injury, not only an injury interrupted preseason, but now an injury interrupted season.
He's played 4 games.
Yeah, so he's yeah.
Yep. Well, 5. So, 5, I should... No, he missed round one.
He is a good player, but he's the sort of bloke that I think thrives on playing week in, week out. So he needs to get back and get some games under his belt.
That was off the KFC Twitter. Now to the big footy.
Oh, massive footy.
B. Davey 22, evening Kingy and Ben. He must have written this at night. Am I being too optimistic to think that perhaps the Cats are thinking that top four isn't everything and that getting finals in good shape and playing footy at the right end is more important? I don't think they are happy with losing, but is there an end goal in mind? In previous years, we seem to get there on the back of some losses and a bit hurt. Maybe the thought process is to get there in shape with the new style down pat. Enjoy listening each week. Well, thank you. You're the only one.
I'll let you go first, King.
I think you – no, I don't think they're thinking that. They want to finish top four because you leave, there are two – you leave yourself open to elimination every week if you come from the bottom half of the eight. It's there's too much risk attached to it. They, Geelong want to finish as high as they possibly can.
Of course they do. And they pick the team to do that, or that they think is going to do that. So, I maintain that they're not winning the premiership this year, so but they maintain that they're relevant, which you can't argue with.
Yep. Howl of 41, outscored the Saints for three of four quarters and lost. Three of our four losses have been by under three goals, yet I still get the feeling like that, like Captain Cook 1770, we are going south. Was disappointed to see Stevens go out. I understand he's probably limited to where he can play, but I felt his first game was good enough to get another crack.
Yes.
Odd to miss a 20-gamer, but we are missing Max Holmes' pace. Kingy, other Cats the worst in the league in terms of injury updates. Henry, Holmes and Simpson all have to be confirmed listed next to them. Excited to see Toby Conway and Flynn Kroger debut in the twos. Go Cats. No, the Cats aren't... Cats are better with their injury updates, and that's come from a bit of pressure from the media to say, hey, come on, guys, you need to better service your
membership base. So what's Simpson doing?
It's concussion, and unfortunately concussion is TBC.
Is he career over?
No, I don't think it's got to that point.
Well, if he hasn't played since February.
But he's starting to move into that space that he's back doing some more work and
but
stuff like that.
If it's taken him that long, he's one more hit away from happening again, isn't he?
Well, you hope not, but yeah. But yeah.
So is he training?
Yeah, he's training, but he's not. I don't think he's in full training.
So he may not play this year.
Potentially not. But
is he out of contract?
I think so. Yes.
Will he wear a helmet? Do you reckon when he comes back?
I don't know that.
No, I'm being serious.
I've got no idea.
Because he's the sort of player that you don't want to lose. He's a younger player who I think's got some tricks. Mm. I think he could be a really good player, Sam Absolutely. Simpson. He's had an horrendous run at it, but he's one that you don't want to lose. So I wouldn't – well, if his career's over with that, that'd be horrendous. But
That's never come across my desk as being an option.
It's got to be in the thinking if you haven't played – if you've copped a knock in February and it's come May and you're still not playing.
Yeah, but you've had – there's been players like that before. And they'll come back.
Not too many. There's also a lot of haven't gone out the door and not played again.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I won't disagree with that. Yes, we were all disappointed to see Stevens go out. Daz Broncos, I'm in more trouble than the early settlers right now, much like the Cats midfield.
Can you explain that saying to me? Were the early settlers in trouble?
Well, it came down to, flood or drought or whatever. I think it is that what it related to?
I'm not sure. I don't know the origins of the expression, but there might have been some early explorers who were quite content.
Rucks are a mess and we can't stop the opposition when they get rolling. Stevens must get back into the 22, get the experience as an inside mid while playing with Selwood and Dangerfield. Not that he would have changed the outcome. They have to find a way. With Sav, Stanley and Segler all out, is it Neil time yet? Well, no, Stanley's a chance to play. I don't know what their plans are for Shannon Neil. That might be a question I reckon we ask whomever joins us pre-game on
Their plans
Saturday.
Are?
Yeah.
Well, I can't play him is their plan. Where are you going to play him?
Shannon Neil?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to know, but I want to know what they're thinking is in terms of his best position.
Give you some guff that'll be, it's going to...
You're very pessimistic, Ben.
Well, they'll just tell you, we're developing him as this and up forward and we're giving him the whole gambit of playing in every position and we're really looking forward to, what he's able to do in the fullness of time and, he's training well and... Yeah, rightio, bud. Come on, son. Give us something. He's not playing. They're playing him as a forward in the twos and they've got Cameron and Hawkins. So end of story. He's 200 centimetres. He's not a sort of he's mobile for his size, don't get me wrong. But where are you going to play him? Or put him in defence? Play him in the that'd be really smart. Play him and develop him as a forward in the twos and then bring him into the senior up seven cogs and play him in a position you haven't been playing with at a lower level. If they do that...
Oh, they won't.
There'll be chicken livers delivered to them. Surely.
By you.
Well, not by me, but by... I mean, that's just setting someone up to fail.
Well, I don't think that's their plan, Ben.
So the plan is that they've got nowhere to play him because they went and got Jeremy Cameron, which is fine because he's a gun, but they've also got Hawkins. So the kid has nowhere to play the kid. So at the end of the year, when he looks down and thinks, oh, Cameron's 29, Hawkins is re-signed, I'm from Western Australia. Why would I... And if the other clubs like West Coast Eagles, who are going to lose Kennedy, yep. Darling's not exactly a young player anymore, yeah. That's where you lose a player because... And I'm not having a go at them, but this is the byproduct of topping up each year.
Cats 09. Not sure if this is a simple question or not. Do we have a status update on Chris Scott's contract? It's gone quiet.
He signed it, didn't he?
Well, that's what we've been told. Well, no, I haven't... Well, no... The last we got told, Steve Hocking, the last...
Is this the weirdest situation you've known in footy?
No, there's been weirder situations.
One of them, though.
But I might do some digging and find out where that's got to. Because agreed to terms was what Steve Hocking said to us.
But it hadn't actually signed.
But it hadn't signed.
And that was, what, a month ago?
Longer, that was before the Brisbane game.
Would you find it astonishing that a contract that was supposedly signed, sealed and delivered in November is still not
signed?
But
no, it never was in November, Ben. That was the thing. It was never was.
Well, we heard Simon Lloyd say that it was almost sort of a fait accompli in August before the season actually finished.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll do some digging and see what I can find
out. Do you think, I'll ask you this question, Do you think Geelong fans would be happy if it was uncovered that he actually hadn't signed the contract?
I think we know the answer to that.
What is it?
Well, you'll have. Well, no, but can't speak for every Geelong fan. There'll be some that.
Do you think a majority of Geelong fans, or what percentage of Geelong fans do you think would say, "Well, that's actually a positive, not a negative"?
I don't know. You're just setting me up here.
No, tell me. Put your kahoonies on the line and tell me what percentage of fans do you think would say, "Oh, well, they wouldn't go." Oh no, they go. Oh, that's all right. Come on.
I don't know.
No, come on. You do know.
You tell me. You're the one that's you're the one that's got the issue with Chris Scott, not me.
I don't have an issue with
him. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You bring it up all the time.
But I think I don't have an issue with his coach. I think he's probably a pretty good coach, footy coach. I've said that all along. I think, from what I know and from my reading of tea leaves, which have floated to the top and gone round a few times in some hot water. Yeah. I reckon that there'd be 75% of Geelong fans would say, I think that's not a negative.
Right. Call to Daddy. I said last week I wasn't confident we would beat the Saints last week. Well done, Call to Daddy. Hope you put your money where your mouth is. But being at the ground, the Saints took their chances and had one of those games. Four posters from very gettable shots, a few bounces, and instead of going through for a point, either went over the boundary next to the behind post or hit the behind post for the Saints, which ended up being stoppage goals. I think it was just one of those games for Geelong. If it had won, it wouldn't have raised eyebrows. Though Neville was good the previous week, we really made an error in selecting him over Stevens. That's been discussed. Myers is having an absolute nightmare start to the year. Benny, you are a grind Myers fan. He's cut the dreadlocks. Can you continue to defend his role in the team?
Oh, probably not. I think he would be well aware of that. But, okay then, so who did he bring in? Dalhouse?
Francis Evans?
Well, the previous week was as poor as Myers.
Yeah, he wasn't great against
the
Giants.
They don't have anyone to bring in.
Isaac Smith is a man in need of a rest.
He's playing quite well.
Wasn't great last week.
No, he wasn't great last week, but he wasn't horrendous.
Is there a chance he rests him? They manage him?
Well, then what do you do? You've got... He's one that's got a bit of... Even though he's an older player, plays with a bit of zip.
Mm.
He breaks the lines. He carries the ball. That's what Geelong don't have. So you're going to take that guy out. I don't know that... That would be a positive because that's the type of player that they don't have.
Mm. What type of player do you think we will target in the mid-season draft versus what type of player do you want? Key defender.
Well, a key defender or a midfielder that's got some speed.
A little bit of leg speed.
Yeah.
One last thing. Can we get rid of these 1:45 p.m. games on a Saturday? Dreadful time for a game. Well, they're 25 minutes earlier than the old traditional 2:10. So
it
I don't... Look, Geelong have been so used to be prime time for the last decade, last 15 years. They've been Friday night, Saturday night, Thursday night, Sunday 3:20 for the free-to-air. This year, they haven't had a run at free-to-air. There have been a lot of pay TV slots, clock slots. And that's the way it is now because Geelong aren't box office like they used to be.
It's also difficult if you're a racing aficionado too.
Sorry, Bernie.
Yeah.
Willow, guys, how quickly do you think Danger is going to drop away? His last couple of seasons have been underwhelming. Obviously, injury has played a part here, but his body may not be up to it as he gets older. For a player built on explosiveness to drop away drastically more than anyone because they often use that power burst to cover skill deficiencies.
Yeah, and he's coming back to the pack, and he's come back, and he doesn't, and he's never had a great tank, so he's not capable of, you know, punching out huge. He's a real burst sort of player. That's diminished, and yeah, he's been a very how would you describe it, Tom? He's been obviously a very good player. But I think there's also been an element of he's had a bit of license to do what Patrick Dangerfield, you know, wants to do, which is fine. I mean, I'm sure Dustin Martin has the same at Richmond and, you know, maybe Lachie Neale, I don't know, maybe that's a bad example, Fife at Frio. Some of these absolute guns, they have a bit of license to do things that others don't. Do they set up, you know, strictly to the structure that they're being coached? Maybe not, but that's maybe what makes them great. But when then they come back to the pack, that's then not only are they getting exposed one way, but they're not offering as much the other way. That's when it's and that's probably what we're seeing with Patrick Dangerfield. You can't be a star forever. I'm sure, you know, he's going to have his games and he have his patches, but I don't think he's going to be a consistent force each week like he was previously.
Foxdog 50, boys, want to ask about Asava. Personally, I have my doubts on whether Asava will actually make it as an AFL footballer. Do you think it's worth it when he gets back to full fitness? Is it worth it? Should we try him as a defender? We are crying out for another key defender as we don't have any depth at all. Even if he played the rest of the year in the VFL at centre half back, do all the next preseason to learn his apprenticeship as a defender as he's very agile for his height.
I don't think that's probably the worst suggestion I've heard. I mean, they need to make a decision there, and then does that allow Neil to get a half a chance up forward, maybe, although not with the current structure, I wouldn't have thought. But, yeah, look, I don't think that is the worst thing. Is he? It may take an element of play reading out for him too that we've saw with Blitzarves. I think Mark Blitzarves gets lost when he's playing on. Remember, he used to play on ball. He doesn't read the game. It doesn't come naturally to him. But when he went into defence, his man would take him to the ball. Maybe there might be an element of that with Radaglia, where he doesn't have to think as much, but if his man takes him to the ball, he's got the athleticism to be a force in the contest. So I don't think that is the worst suggestion. Whether the Cats would go down that track, who knows? They've probably, a hand might be forced a little bit because they don't have the options down there. So it's very difficult to expect him, though, to suddenly do that mid-season and then be a factor at AFL level.
Yeah, as suggested by Fox Dog 50.
That would be a huge ask. But if they make the decision, you've got to go with it and
stick to it.
Yeah, see how he goes. Because at the moment, he's floundering as a sort of a forward / ruckman.
Yep. Is there any chance they'll put Sam Simpson on ice, get him right for 2023, leaving us an extra spot in the mid-season draft? Well, they'd have to make that call in the next 10 days because the draft is June 1, I think.
Well, if that's the way they think is the best way to get Sam Simpson back to footy, then I'd be all for that. Because, like I said, I think he's a player that they need to keep.
Catters 07, guys, love the work. Saturday night was the first time in a long time that I thought, I hope Geelong crash and burn for the rest of the year to have a wake-up call. It's time to play younger players and rebuild the core. This team is not winning this flag this year or the next five. However, people will most likely forget after Geelong win the next two and go to the halfway stage at 7-4 and think everything is rosy.
I agree with that. I do, 100%. Everything. Is that it, King?
That is it, Benny. That was very thorough.
That was a thorough sort of examination, wasn't it? That was real. That was sort of strides down comprehensive, wasn't it, at the doctor's surgery?
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.